Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, as always, every Thursday, Saturday, Sunday night at 11. It's your guy, Kenny Hodge, co-producer of Hodge to Hodge Podcast with The Messenger. And as always, I've got my strong arm, the wind beneath my wings, my big brother, my mother, on the phone with us tonight. Brother Messenger, how are you doing tonight?
I am extremely blessed and glad to be here, my brother.
See, that's why I don't move too far without you, big brother. Hey, listen, I don't know, it seems kind of weird, but I just got a good feeling in my soul. I do. You know, first of all, I want to start off before I bring out all the joy, is tomorrow is a homegoing service. For my other brother that's not from my mother, Brother Damon Russell. he was a soldier, and I'm going to dearly miss him. But because of my concentrated attempt at getting closer to the Creator, I think, and I have to say think, I understand what's happening. I think. And instead of, I mean, no disrespect, Brother Messenger, but I have not elevated to the point where I don't miss that brother. And I know I'm in California right now. I know when I get back into Ohio, man, I'm gonna really probably mourn for him. But I'm right now. I feel a sense of understanding. Is that crazy? Does that make sense to you, brother?
Oh, most definitely. You will miss your loved ones. It's natural for you to miss them. It's just that what you have to do is take that so-called pain and look at the big picture and understand you'll always have those memories. And those memories, sometimes you will miss them, but you've got to be able to turn it into joy, because we remember all things work together for the good. So it's natural. If you don't miss them, then there wasn't no love there. To something you love, you'll miss, and you'll want. Yeah. So that's fine, but you have to take it in its bigger context. So having your moment of sitting down, reflecting on them, oh, that's a beautiful experience.
Yeah, we...
As a matter of fact, my brother, you do that, he's going to show up.
Yeah. Well, brother, he's sure going to show up as soon as I get home, because one of the things that we used to like to do, man, is we smoke cigars and drink Hennessy. We would sit down and let me tell you, we would smoke triple dip cigars. He used to like them a lot. We sit down and have a sip of that Hennessy, and you talking about a new realm, and I don't mean drunk conversation, but a whole new realm of understanding, man. We would get into some deep conversations sometimes, and we just look at each other and be like, yo, I can't believe we just had that conversation. Yeah, he was a knowledgeable brother, man.
The word tells us, the Lord said that if you open your mouth, I'll speak for you. So what you have to come to the knowledge of also is all things are working for the good. And when you ask the question, I don't know if it's right or wrong and stuff. See, this is what we have to get out of, thinking what's right and what's wrong. You do it. And what feels good to you is what you do, regardless to what it is that other people may think. Because they've got this stereotype that a man isn't supposed to cry. But that's not so, because then when you cry, you're letting out stuff. And when you don't, you're keeping it in. And you keep it in, then that's when the body can't function like it's supposed to, because it's holding unnecessary stuff inside that needs to come out. I'm not saying that a man got to be a little crybaby, or a woman need to be a crybaby, but your emotions, that's what they are, emotions. And you're supposed to let your emotions be their emotions. You don't have to hold it in for the sake of, you know, because I'm a man.
Yeah.
We are all one. We've got to get rid of a lot of the stereotypes before we can move and constantly get closer to God, because, and I know it was a figure of speech in which you were just saying, but so many of us, we hold on to these stereotypes and things that we can do that could bring us so much joy, we don't do it because we automatically think, is it right? Is it wrong? And it's just, we have to stop looking at it as right and wrong and look at it as an experience. Now, it might be an experience that you didn't like, but that don't make it wrong.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And it's so funny. I look in parallel to my brother Damon passing away. And then to everybody's favorite Marine Gunnery Sergeant Lee passing away, and you know how I love that Marine Corps, I miss both of them, and I've never met Gunnery Sergeant Lee, but you can tell the difference in missing people, and it might sound very elementary, but again, my heart goes out to Gunnery Sergeant and any family that he may have left behind, but my heart goes out in a different way to my sister Tamika. And the children of her family. But again,
that's correct. And what it is Brother Lee and you had a friendship, but Brother Damon and you had a bond. Your friendship for one, because of the fact that you were together more, you connected more. So technically, a part of you is missing. And if you cut off your finger, you're going to hurt. It's going to hurt.
So if I was to cut my finger off, I guess I could never, like, hold up one hand and ask somebody to give me five. But, okay.
Or you'd have to do it two times. Give me four and one.
Yeah, he said give me five two times. Give me three the first time.
Right.
Well, it's just so funny, man, how life evolves, man, and we have to get bigger and better at doing what it is we're supposed to do. And as you so eloquently always remind us, all we're supposed to do is do what we do. That's all we're supposed to do. There ain't no
That's all we're supposed to do.
What you're supposed to do. And a lot of people just look at that, again, as just being crazy. How are you going to have a ministry telling people, well, that's what the Father wants you to do? I'm sorry that I don't have, see it again, it doesn't matter what the rules are. Society, you know, because we are a product of our environment. We got a caller coming in. I think that might be Nurse Carmen.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Is this Nurse Carmen?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm getting, yeah, all right. Eventually, when I get me a little more money, I can get one of those switchboards that'll let me know who's calling. But for right now, I'm working with the whole guest system. But hey, Nurse Carmen, nice to have you with us. How are you feeling this evening, sister?
I'm feeling blessed, thank you. I'm good.
And you know, we got the headline of the messenger.
Yes.
I just joke with him, and sometimes I ain't got to call him the headliner. He's just that person that has connected with God and has a message to give us. He's going to be like, come on, I ain't no headliner, man. He's that person that has a word from God on how we are supposed to live our lives. And I do appreciate his message. Well, see, you've been in the family, like, since the family been the family, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
We just reminiscing on the passing of one of my dear friends out in Ohio, brother got sick, and tomorrow's his home going. And I was explaining to Brother Messenger that I understand that it's bigger than us, man. You know, for what I, in my heart, what I'm going to miss that brother doing, the Father might have him assisting galaxies. So when I think about it on that scale, it gives me joy only because it lets me see that sometimes without being cognizant of it, we can be very selfish. You know, how dare me want to question the Father for taking my friend and maybe billions of people may be blessed from his spirit coming to them. So when I look at it and you know, when I look at it on that scale, it helps me understand a little better. And, you know, that is what that is. I'm going to miss him in that, but I believe he's better. And that helps me also.
Another thing we have to understand in situations like this is that it was him that was ready. It was Brother Damon that was ready.
Yes.
His soul, you know, his spirit. It was him that was ready. And if you pay attention to a lot of people that are in the hospital, okay, and they're in the hospital and they're going through their trials and tribulations for whatever right. reasons and stuff, they'll say to somebody, I'm ready to go now. And a lot of times what happens is instead of them going right then and there, we come in and we start laying a guilt trip on them. Oh, don't leave me right now. Don't go. So they try to hold on a little longer for us.
Talk to them, brother. Talk to them.
But they're ready to go. And when that soul is ready to go, it's going.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And this is why we and once again, like I said, it's okay to miss that person because the person becomes a part of you. And so you miss that part of you, but you have to take the time to look at the bigger picture. Because I can almost guarantee you, if the opportunity came for any of them that has gone on to come back, they wouldn't do it.
They were going to be like, hey, Father. And I know you said I got free will, but I'm going to use my free will, and I'm going to say, nah, I'm going to skip that.
That's just what they do. Yeah, they use, here's the thing. Let me tell you this. Here's the thing. People choose to come back, okay? People do choose to come back because we've got to get this right, okay? So we keep going through the motion. And what I mean by that, if any of us will stop and think about it really hard, this isn't your first time here.
Whoa.
As crazy as it may sound, what do you think deja vu is? This is not your first time here. We've been here many, 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 many times before. And this is what life is all about. Just coming here and experiencing being God. And the reason we have to come back so many times is because we won't accept who we are, and so we keep going through the motion instead of evolving. Now, I have to tell you, on this level that we're on right now, you know what this means? This means that we're getting closer. We're getting closer to that point where we become just as Jesus was. To know without a shadow of a doubt who he was. And because of the training and the teaching and life experiences that we've been dealing with, it's been hard for our minds to conceive that that's who we are. Even though it has been written on numerous documents, scribes, and passed down that this is who we are, we still do not believe. We still think of ourselves less than what we really are. And so a lot of things that we go through in life, we go through it because we bring it upon ourselves. We don't want to take responsibility for it, so what we do is we blame it on the devil. It's good to blame it on somebody else, so we blame it on the devil. But there is no devil. It is the decisions that we are each making. And I know people, this guy say ain't no devil. But if people stop for a moment and just listen, and watch and see what it is that's going on in their lives. And I can guarantee you that each time, quote-unquote, that devil shows up, It's in a decision that they made. And it's not that that decision that they made does not turn God away from you. This is why God gave you free will, because there is nothing you can do that can upset them. God is God. God is the creator. God is everything. So what you do, he do. And he going to get mad at himself? We've got Brother Paul.
That's the part of concept that won't nobody hold on to. Again,
that's correct.
If you understand the fact that you are connected with God like that, then just for a second, you start to understand a little bit more about your existence and the actual power and authority you have. And that goes against everything you've been taught, your parents have been taught, their parents have been taught, their parents have been taught. So that is deeply, and that is so grossly, and I say grossly, interwoven into the fabric of our existence that we don't know how to shake that. That those shackles. We're afraid.
That is correct. That is correct. And one of the things,
and I'm speaking as a nation, that we're afraid to shake those shackles.
We are because we don't believe. Even though, and you're 100% correct, because that is what it is that's holding us back. Because we're afraid, as you said, to shake that and walk in the power and the authority that we have. Even though subconsciously we use this power that we have all the time, and because we're using it subconsciously, obviously, we're not aware of what we're doing, but we do it. And if we were to stop and just really get to know who we are, and before we can begin to really get to where we need to be, we got to know who we are. And as we've said numerous times, not only do we need to know who we are, we need to know whose we are.
Whose we are.
And when we understand that, then we can start walking around here with our chest out and our head high, not in a boastful manner, but in a glorious manner, because you realize that you are connected to the source. You are a part of the source. And once you become part of the source, there is nothing that you can do, that you can't do. Because he left it on record. You can do all things. Now, they've added some other stuff in it, and if they want to use that through Christ, that strengthens me. But Christ and God is one. So through the God that strengthens me, I can do all things. Why? Because I am part of him. And I lay this to anyone that might want to listen or anything. Think about what it is that God does that you can't do. Now, God, because he knows who he is, he can do it just with the thought. But because of our self-doubt, it takes us longer. But we can still do it.
Amen. I said, like Uncle Carson would say when he woke up in the middle of the sermon, amen. Lord, preach, brother, preach.
It's just so important for us to start looking at things from a totally different perspective. Because we've got a great gift, we've got great authority that God has given us. When he created us in his image, that's what it means. God is not a man, so the way we look isn't what it is that God created us. He created us in his image. His essence is who we are.
Mm.
And we've got to, and it's not easy because that's all you've known, but we've got to start focusing on letting go of the stereotypes. We've got to stop thinking that everything I do, if I don't please you guys, then it's wrong. It's one person you have to please. One person you have to please. And when you start pleasing that one person, you will see life become so beautiful. And for those that's listening and that's not sure, that one person that you have to please is yourself. Pleasing me is not making you happy. It might bring you a little joy, but it's not you. It's trying to please me. You have to please yourself. And then once you please yourself, then you can walk in the glory. Then you can be of help to other people. But how can I help you love and I can't love? So charity begins at home, in the body. I got to love me. I got to be able to give to me so that I can give to you. But if I give to you and I can't give to myself, what good am I to myself? And it's not a selfish thing, because as when you start to get to yourself and recognize who you are and love who you are even more, then you come into the knowledge that there is no shortage. There is no shortage. And my brother, you may not realize it, but that's something that I used to get on you about, but that is a beautiful thing what you do, because that's one of the things about you, bro. I've never, ever heard you really worry about money. You get it, you spin it like you want to spin it, and then you just get more because you're not worried about it. Because you know I'm going to get me some more. And this is what we've got to do, not only with money, but we've got to do this with love. We got to do this with kindness. We've got to be able to do it. It don't take nothing for you, my brother, to get up and decide you're going to get you the most expensive whatever it is that you want to do. You just go get it. And I'm like, yo, bro, you could have saved that, man. I'm not worried about that. I remember these things so clearly with you, bro. And this is part of why it just keeps flowing to you, because you may not totally understand it, but there it goes at work, and this is how it works. It's simple. It is so simple.
Well,
it's sometimes so simple, like I said, that we don't recognize it.
Yeah, I'm glad you see that, Brother Bessie, because I was sure getting ready to ask you for 50 cents to get a cup of coffee.
But, you're going to ask me? Hey.
Hey, my brother. Oh, I got that. We good. That's we good. That's all that. That's all I need to be said about that.
Huh?
But you know, and again, that's beautiful, man. That we can share this ministry with people. Because see, a lot of times I tell people, the ministry is going to be the ministry, man. But not only is it a ministry, but I set my clock 3 days a week. At least I know. Me and my brother got conversation, and to the rest of the world, don't you even think for a second this is the only time we talk. But I'm just putting it out there. But again, it keeps the bond tighter and tighter, and then we too touch and agree. So that means the kingdom is there for us, and what we want to do with the kingdom is invite you into the kingdom. And the only way you get in the kingdom is you just got to do one thing. You just pour that, man. That's all you got to do. You ain't got to have no car.
Hey, did not Jesus say the kingdom is at hand?
It's here. Just come in. It don't matter if you don't have, if your shoes don't match. Just come in. You don't have to pass no test. You don't have to get no ID check at the door. Nobody's going to play your life back on a videotape to show you what you did. All you have to do to come into this kingdom, that the messenger and I are going to be constantly introducing you to, is just come on in. Now, better qualifications. I don't have one. I only have one leg, brother. Hop in. I've only got one hand. Well, maybe we can't play patty cake, but you can still give me a fist bump. I'm just trying to tell people, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what. If you are here, you're there. You're already there. All you really got to do is just wake up and acknowledge where you are already.
That's it. You know, they made a song, and that song was Come On In The Room, and then they named everything that was in the room. And that's what it is. See, and this is what I mean when I say a lot of times it's right there. Jesus said, I'm so simple. It's so simple. And they say it, but they don't believe it.
Because they don't believe it is because it's so simple. But it's only simple if I, Reverend Kenneth Hodge, tells you. But it's not so simple that you can get it on your own. So I need you to come here every Wednesday and Sunday for the rest of your life while I tell you how simple it is. Come on, y'all.
Wait. All right, brother. Tell me this, my brother. How can we, in one breath, say that we are creations of God, right?
Right.
But then turn right back around and say we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Does that make sense?
No, but that's the story. See, again, there's a couple of key points to the abracadabra that you have to sell if you want the magic trick to take. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I just can't come right out and be like, poof, and make a building disappear. But if I talk to you, maybe put some flashy things in front of you, get you to stop concentrating on that building long enough for me to do something with it, now I can pull the magic trick. And they've done an excellent job. In fact, the job they've done is so well that I don't know if it can be undone. Well, you know what? I just got caught up. But they don't realize that the job they did, it just makes it harder to get to where you already are. instead of you just waking up, realizing you're here.
That is correct.
Because I believe.
Yeah, we're working really hard to get somewhere that we already are. You are 100% correct on that, bro. We are there. There is nothing for us to do.
Exactly. But because I'm not going to allow folks to think that God ain't real, I understand that, or that you're changing God's plan with this foolishness you consider organized religion. You're really not. Because the plan is this. Here's the plan, if I might try to simplify it. You can wake up to the fact, know that you are, I am in you, and all your existence is good, and then you can lay down and sleep and continue to know that. Or you can listen to that Sunday morning hooping and hollering and tricking you into your money and your possessions, all your awake life, but then when you go to sleep, you're going to go do it anyway. So they don't stop God's plan. All they're doing is again, contributing to God's plan, because now it goes back to true free will. If I'm going to do what I want to do, then again, the consequences this body is going to pay for. But when I lay down and go to sleep, hey, guess what? God coming to get everything that's his. So it don't matter. You can be with God while you're awake and then asleep, or you can still have God in you, make some different type choices, and then let God take over completely when you go to sleep. But either way it goes down, my brother, you're going back to the Father. Hey, listen, we got 90 seconds. Let's say, Nurse Carmen.
Yes, my God.
Go ahead. Say good evening to the people.
Good evening or good night.
See, that reminded me of Martin Lawrence, man. When Martin had Gina on the show, he like, say good night to the people, Gina. Uh-oh. We ain't going to have to fight, are we, Brother Messenger? But anyway, Brother Messenger, go ahead and say good evening.
Good night, my brother.
Go ahead, Brother Messenger.
I thank you for those that came in today, and I hope that we can get some other people in just so that they can hear it, and they don't have to, as I've always stated, don't have to believe a word I say. I just ask that you find the time, since you believe that I'm so wrong, find the time to talk to God and see what it is that he's revealed to you. And when he reveals it, don't be afraid. Don't think that I'm crazy like him. No, it's God talking to you. It's God trying to show you the way. Accept it and move on.
Okay. All I'm going to say is this. It ain't going away. Right now, we're just giving you. No, it's not going anywhere. So we're going to keep on keeping on. If you follow us, follow us. If you don't, you don't. but this message is not going away. Hey, Kenny Hodge, good night from the messenger. Everybody,
good night,
understand
brother. Love
influence.
You.
Love you too, sister. Love you, big bro.
All right. Good night. Love you, bro. Love you.